Hi, I'm the War Machine Rhino, and you're listening to another wrestling podcast.
It's time for another wrestling podcast.
The measuring stick just changed around here, buddy. You're looking at
the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
They think they got the answers. I change the question.
The cream of the crop. Nobody does it better.
These are the best in the world, brother. These are the best at what they do.
When we talk about the legends of the sport, there's only two in my book.
Another wrestling podcast.
Another wrestling podcast. Now can you dig that, sucker?
All right. Welcome to another wrestling podcast. This is episode 72. I'm Steve Credo.
And I'm Jonathan Benjamin.
Jonathan, episode 72 of another wrestling podcast. Everybody listening, head on over to anotherwrestlingpodcast.com. Check out all the other great shows from 1 to 71 because you're listening to 72 right now, so you have some catching up to do.
We're going to be talking a little bit about finishing maneuvers today. We've briefly touched on it before, but this is a different thing that I wanted to talk to you about.
Well, sure. Well, before we get into it, you know, we got some guests coming up too that everybody listening in, so stay tuned because Rhino is going to be joining us, and also Nick D'Angelo from CTWE will be stopping by talking to us. And Jonathan, guys and girls and children of all ages, you want to stay till the end of the show because we're going to give away two tickets front row to the CTWE show coming up in September. So, guys, make sure you listen to the show because you never know at what point of the show we're going to, you know, give away the info to get these tickets. Right, Jonathan?
Right now. No, I'm just kidding.
So stay tuned, and at some point during the show, we will mention what you have to do in order to win these front row seats. So stay tuned, right?
All right. So for those of you who aren't aware of CTWE, they are an amazing promotion. They took a brief hiatus, but like a phoenix, they are rising again. The Force Awakens, September 19th in Stratford, Connecticut at the Baldwin Center. You're going to see people like Rhino. You're going to see JT Dunn, Johnny Gargano. You're going to see Joey Bricco, Antonio the Promise Thomas, Team Tremendous, and many, many more. It's a 7 p.m. bell time. To get tickets or anything like that, go to ctwepro.com. I'm going to be there. I know Steve's going to be there. So come on out and enjoy the show and say hi to us.
Yeah, and if you guys want those front row seats, make sure you keep listening to the show because at some point we're going to tell you how to win these tickets. So guys, stay
right
tuned.
Now.
No fast forwarding. No fast forwarding. You never know at what point we're gonna give it away. Could be now. Could be 5 minutes from now. Could be the very end of the show. We don't know. So just stay tuned. But Jonathan, you were talking about finishing moves. What about an evolution of finishing moves? What are we getting into?
Okay, so I've been watching a lot of wrestling lately. No big surprise there.
Hey-o.
And I've got a question for you. I don't know if you have like real thoughts on this or if it doesn't bother you or whatever, but watching these moves and watching classic wrestling, you know, we grew up during the 80s when Jake the Snake Roberts, Hulk Hogan, Macho Man, all of these people are wrestling, and sometimes a leg drop would do the trick, a clothesline, a headlock, an elbow. These moves wouldn't get a one count today. So my question to you are moves like the super kick, the DDT, even Stone Cold Steve Austin's stunner, are they losing their effectiveness due to the fact that they get overused in pretty much any match that you watch? And this isn't just WWE. This could be TNA. This could be Ring of Honor. This could be the local independent promotion that's in your backyard. But do you think that these moves are overused and thus they're losing their effectiveness?
Well, I don't know how to put it. Let me try to think of it this way, because I remember as soon as Shawn Michaels retired, it was like open season on super kicks. Like, I don't think I've seen that many super kicks ever since he retired. It was like, you know, it was the forbidden move that you couldn't use because it was HBK's finisher. You know what I mean? But he retired, he moved on, and then it was like, oh well, he's gone. I'm gonna use it. He's gonna use it. Everybody's gonna use it. It's a super kick party. Everybody was just using it. You know what I mean? So I don't know. It's like we said. It's the evolution of finishing moves. It's almost as if, you know, one decade's finishing move is now another decade's another move in their repertoire. You know. The finishing moves are just evolving every day. That, you know, a super kick one day is a finisher. Now a super kick another day is just, you know, part of the five moves of doom for somebody. So it's weird. It's in a transitional period. It's almost like, you know, like the stunner also too. You said, you know, John Cena's using that springboard stunner, and it's, I don't know, it's not really doing the job on anybody. It's not really finishing them. It's part of a move. You know, it's a stunner, but. You know, it's another thing too. It's I don't know. It's hard to look at it because it's A, are they crapping on, you know, the decade before them and saying, you know, how their finishing move wasn't, you know, is not as good as it is today? Or is it a tribute saying, you know, I loved your finisher then. I kind of want to, you know, give it, pay homage to it and kind of use it in my move set or what? But I don't know, man. It's definitely overused in my book. I don't know. I can keep going on and on. But you know what I mean? To where once somebody retires, it's like it's definitely open season on. Everybody's just doing it because it's the cool thing to do, I guess.
Well, my thought is, too, like whenever – obviously Stone Cold has been pretty vocal about his thoughts on Cena using the springboard stunner. I don't even think he's mad that somebody's using the stunner. I think that he's mad that – he's using the stunner, and then the person, whoever it is not staying down. You know, the stunner used to mean that was the end of the match. One, yeah. Two, three, it was over. And, you know, I've listened to Jake Roberts talk about this too, but when he did the DDT, he only needed one. And, you know, Randy Orton uses the DDT from the ropes, and, you know, then people get up. So is there something that could be said that the people – during our time when we were growing up, the 80s, were just doing these moves with such force that, like, Shawn Michaels' super kick is stronger than the Young Bucks' super kick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, is that what we want to believe, or is that what we could be led to believe? Because when you go to these shows and you see this sort of thing happening and these people are getting up, you know, it just makes you feel like that move just doesn't mean as much anymore. And I guess it also means, like, what is the future of finishing maneuvers if everybody's kicking out of these once very strong moves?
I know. I agree with you on that. Guys, let us know, too, if you're listening to us right now. We want to hear from you. We want to get your thoughts on it. We want to retweet you. We want to direct message you. We want to get involved in social media. So first of all, follow us, tweet us at @AWrestlingPod, @AWrestlingPod. Let us know. That's the one kind of a way to let us know via social media. So let us know maybe what your thoughts are on these evolution of finishing moves. But Jonathan, you know, is independent wrestling to blame because of their so-called spot fest events? I mean, are they just overusing finishing moves just to put on an over-the-top kind of a show now? I mean, is it too much?
We've kind of touched on something similar to this before, but I think it all leads back to the fact that professional wrestling is so interactive now. The fans, you know, really control a lot of these shows, especially the independent shows. And, you know, I've seen it all. I've been to some of the worst pro wrestling in my life. I've been to some of the best pro wrestling and everything in between. And I don't necessarily think that independent wrestling is to blame, because they're just trying to give people their money's worth. These people paid their money to go to these shows. But I do think that sometimes the fans are to blame because they ask so much from these performers. Back, like I said, when Hulk Hogan dropped a leg drop, that was it. And that was devastating. And that was it. But people weren't really asking Hulk Hogan to go to the top rope and do a moonsault just because it wasn't going to happen. Now you get a lot of these guys who can do that sort of thing, and they do it once, and then everybody wants to see it again and again and again and again. And it kind of takes some of the specialness away from it. Just like Evan Bourne, who's been on our show before, a great example. he does one of the most beautiful, fluid shooting star presses I've ever seen in my life. But if you go to a show that he's on, you know that he has to do it. Whether he hits it or not, he has to do it because the fans want to see that. And so I don't know that independent wrestling itself is to blame. I would definitely say the fans have become so spoiled being able to see their favorite people do those high spots and stuff that now they expect it.
Sure. I don't really know what to put in this because I'm just thinking about all the finishing moves people have used and how, you know, even today, just watching it on TV to where pay-per-views, I feel like every pay-per-view they have to do 20 finishers to get to the ending, you know what I mean? You rarely see a match to where they go for, I don't know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and they do a finisher and it's done. I feel like every pay-per-view they do a finisher, it's a kick out. The other guy does a finisher and it's a kick out. You know, it's like, it's back and forth, back and forth. Rarely ever do you see one finisher to finish the match. Maybe I'm wrong, but do you feel like on pay-per-views and stuff like that too, it's just too much overboard of kicking out of all these finishers all the time to where it's like, come on, it's called the finisher for a reason. It's supposed to finish you. You know what I mean? To where it's just nonstop finishing spot fests, as you said before, you know. I don't know. Is it just me, or does it feel that way on pay-per-views?
You know, I think that the pay-per-view is kind of like the showcase, and you do see that a lot. One thing that comes to mind is when John Cena was going against Kevin Owens, and you saw a bunch of the, you know, even Kevin Owens doing John Cena's moves and all that stuff. And one could almost argue that, like, if John Cena does Kevin Owens' finisher, he may not do it the right way, so it may not be as effective as if Kevin Owens did it. So I kind of see that. But I totally get what you're saying with, you know, 3-4 finishers and then that's it. And it kind of does it that kind of bothers me a little bit because I almost think that, you know, even with The Undertaker, whenever he did the tombstone to most people, it was over. But then you have these high profile WrestleMania matches where he's going against Brock Lesnar or Triple H or Shawn Michaels, and he's doing like 6 choke slams, two tombstones and a partridge in a pear tree. So I think it's kind of ridiculous. I hope that maybe they're kind of getting to a point where that's going to slow down a little bit. But there's one cool thing too that I think, and that's still respect within the wrestling promotions. I remember when AJ Styles was doing the Styles Clash, and then I think Michelle McCool started to use that maneuver. Mm-hmm. And I think there was some sort of talk, either someone was mad because they didn't ask permission, or they were both happy that they did ask for, I don't know, but it's cool that there's still some sort of, you know, part of the wrestling business that's still alive, is that's the respect factor. So I think that's pretty cool, though.
Well, that's right, Jonathan. So, you know, also, you recently sat down with Nick D'Angelo of CTWE. So, guys, make sure you keep listening, because at one point during the show, we will be giving away a pair of front row seats to CTWE's show coming up very shortly. So stay tuned. But, Jonathan, tell us a little bit about your conversation with Nick.
Well, Nick is the man in charge over at CTWE right now. He was so gracious to give us these tickets to give away for you guys. I mentioned earlier, it's a huge show. It's one of many. You know, we got into that. We started to talk about if this was a one and done, or if they plan to be around for a while. And I think you'll all be pleasantly surprised with their answer. He sounds like he's got his stuff together. He's ready to go for this show. Everybody should come on out and support them. As I mentioned before, ctwepro.com. And without further ado, here he is, Mr. Nick D'Angelo. All right. Joining us right now on another wrestling podcast is none other than Nick D'Angelo. Now, Nick is taking CTWE back and bringing it out for everybody here. It's rising like a phoenix. So we want to talk to Nick. We want to get the lowdown about everything that's coming CTWE. So, Nick, thanks so much for joining us today. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. I'm thrilled to be on the show, Jonathan.
Awesome. Now, We mentioned it. CTWE, it used to be a mainstay here in Connecticut. Why did it go away, and why are you bringing it back?
that could be a complicated question, but I'm going to boil it down to something real easy. It went away because, many fans know Joey Brico owned it back during its original run, and he was moving down south and just kind of closed it up for personal reasons. So it was gone there, and the wrestling business in Connecticut kept on moving. But throughout that time that CTWE was not there, I kept seeing on social media, on forums, CTWE was very popular, and I worked in CTWE for, a couple of years as their commentator, and I did interviews and various different jobs for CTWE. And I just kept seeing this sentiment online, for lack of a better word, that people missed it. People wanted it back. People associated it with good memories and good times, and it just seemed to me like, well, why not bring it back?
Well, that's awesome. And for those of you who don't really know, CTWE has been a mainstay in the New England area, I'll say. And such stars as Daniel Bryan has been there. The now Sasha Banks has been there. But you have an amazing lineup going into this show, September 19th in Stratford, Connecticut. It is The Force Awakens. Can you tell us about some of the talent that you have coming for this show?
Absolutely. I'm sort of having trouble not being a fan of this show. I'm so looking forward to some of the matches. But I know Antonio Thomas with Marshall McNeil is going to take on NXT superstar Rhino in our main event. That one's going to be absolutely killer. We have an nine. It was originally an 8-man tournament. It's now a 9-man tournament, and we're going to be seeing the first round matches. The tournament will determine the new CTWE heavyweight champion. The tournament matches are JT Dunn versus Johnny Gargano, which, in my opinion, is going to be worth the price of admission alone. And you got AJ Cruz versus fitness guru Joey Brico. You got Brian Fury, Slick Wagner Brown, which is, those two guys have been a favorite in CCWE and all over New England for years, of course. And Royalty William King, who was originally scheduled to take on Christian Frost, but Christian Frost is retired. And once he retired, Billy King kind of demanded a bye in the tournament. So we decided to punish him with a triple threat match in the first round of the tournament against Shane Strickland and Tomahawk. Many fans will know Shane Strickland as Kill Shot. In Lucha Underground.
All right.
So we're very excited about that one now. And there's other great matches too. I mean, I think a potential show stealer absolutely is we have a 5-on-5 tag team match between Team Pazuzu and Anthony Stone, the Scumbag Nation, and Team Tremendous. So we got there's just an absolute tour de force of talent in that one. They're going to tear the house down. I have no doubt about it.
Now, I have a question. It seems like when you just said that there is the starting of a tournament for the CTWE Heavyweight Championship, this isn't going to just be a one-show thing. Is CTWE back for good now?
My friend, this was not a one-shot to steal a bunch of fans, to cash in on everybody's nostalgia and take a bunch of money and run. CTWE is back. We're here for the long haul. I can't give away full details, but I can tell you, I can give you a couple little teasers. We already have another show planned. We have a venue booked. We have a main event. We have the next couple tournament matches. We have a big return planned. We have a huge name. That show will be sometime in November. We will announce the date and all the details at the September 19th show. But we are running on all cylinders. This is not a one and done. CTWE is back. We're in Connecticut. We're going to stay in Connecticut, and we're just going to do what we do.
Well, that's amazing. Just so we're still talking about this, getting that out there, for people that are listening right now, we're talking about CTWE. coming back full force, Stratford, Connecticut, at the Baldwin Center. Now, the show's going to start at 7 p.m. A lot of these shows in the area, they have the pre-show, the meet and greet, and all that stuff. Is that happening as well, or are we just talking the wrestling match?
For this show, there's no kind of pre-show or anything like that planned at the moment. You know, now I would suggest, you know, there may be a couple surprises or two in store in between now and September 19th. So I would suggest fans keep their eye on our Facebook page. But as of now, there's nothing like that planned. There will be, I would suggest, a meet and greet at intermission and various things of that nature, but nothing planned before the show.
Okay. Now, you just mentioned Facebook. For all of you that are listening to us right now, you're definitely going to have to get on. And is it just CTWE Pro Wrestling?
Yeah, CTWE Pro Wrestling on Facebook. We're on there. We're since announcing the return of the show, I mean, we've gotten almost we're edging up close to almost 1,000 new followers since we announced the new show. So word's getting out fast. It's been pretty crazy. I think people are very excited to see us coming back. Tickets are doing well. I would suggest people get their tickets ahead of time. We're not anticipating having any left at the door. The interest has been very high for this show and for the return of CTWE. And tickets can be purchased right now at our official website, ctwepro.com, or at Ken's Cards and Collectibles for you Connecticut wrestling fans. I'm sure you know where that is, in Berlin, Connecticut, 27 Mill Street.
That's great. It's a great place. You know, we have been there several times, and Ken's Cards and Collectibles is a really cool place. Now, I'm going to put you on the spot here. We already have this huge, you know, main event. We've got Rhino. We've got Joey Bricco. We've got Johnny Gargano, JT Dunn, Slick Wagner Brown. If you mentioned that there's going to be more of these, who is the one person that you really want to get on a CTWE show?
Wow, that's interesting. You mean wrestlers or like workers?
Any wrestler that's out on the circuit today? I mean, obviously, you know, we're not going to say Randy Orton, but if you could get somebody who is an independent wrestler that is currently making his rounds, who would you like to have on a CTWE show?
Well, do I have to pick one, or can I give you a couple?
Oh, give me a couple.
Okay. I for one, for a variety of reasons, we've not been able to come to terms on a deal with 203's finest, Lucas Sharp, but I would love to see him back at CTWE. He was always a favorite.
Okay.
You know, as far as other new guys that haven't wrestled in CTWE that I would love to bring in, I would love to see Johnny Mundo or John Morrison. For those who know him in WWE, I'd love to see him wrestle at our show. I'd love to get some big legends or Hall of Famers to make the rounds. In fact, I think we have a couple lined up, so I'm going to kind of keep a lid on that.
You
but. Yeah, I'd love to see some of them. We're constantly looking at bringing in, you know, like there's a lot of CTWE favorites on this show, like people who are with us for the original run. But we're always looking for new people. This is Scumbag Nation's first time in CTWE. Team Pazuzu, a lot of those guys, it's their first time in CTWE. We're absolutely thrilled to have them. We're keeping a close eye on a lot of the big promotions in the Northeast, seeing who's hot. I'm a big fan of Beyond Wrestling. I think they put out a hell of a product. So I wouldn't be surprised if some people who work with Beyond show up in CTWE sooner or later.
All right. Now, you kind of touched on this a little bit earlier. There's a nostalgic feel about CTWE. It was really kind of Connecticut's independent promotion. A lot of people came out and really took ownership of it. And there were even a set of CTWE trading cards.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any chance that we're going to see any of this stuff with the promotion of this new CTWE?
yeah, man. We're going all out. The the philosophy of CTWE, honestly, just our philosophy, those of us who work there and who are kind of, you know, management, our philosophy is if we're having fun and, you know, the fans are going to have fun. And so, you know, we're not quote unquote money marks. We're not, you know, we love wrestling. We have fun. Our fans love wrestling. So that's our whole goal. I would love to see the return of the trading cards. Hell, I mean, this is completely ludicrous, but I won't stop until there are CTWE ice cream bars.
Well, you've already got a buyer, so whenever they come out, I'll buy a dozen. So CTWE, it's coming back. We mentioned that you're on Facebook. Are you on any other forms of social media at the moment?
Yes, we are on social media. We have our Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. Twitter handle is CTWE Live, we're very, very active on Twitter and Instagram as well. So you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and of course the YouTube page. One of the biggest things that I was most proud of working as a commentator for CTWE was we had an absolutely awesome YouTube presence for the last couple of years of CTWE's run, and we intend to continue with high-quality video production, getting the matches out there quickly, so we are on there on YouTube as CTWE Official. All the old videos are still up, and, you know, the goal is to bring exciting new talent while also kind of preserving what people loved about CTWE, and for those who follow us on our YouTube page, it's going to be as if we never left. It's just, you know, we had the closed out at the 5-year anniversary show, and then The Force Awakens on September 19th, and that'll be up on YouTube shortly after the show. And we intend to keep up the production value on there and post videos. And, you know, we noticed a direct correlation to interest in the show based on what we were doing with our YouTube page. So, you know, if we had a particularly killer show, and I think there were like one or two shows where we didn't have, we didn't put it up on YouTube, and then the next two shows attendance dropped a little bit. And so, you know, we're very committed to putting out a good YouTube product. That's important to our fans. So you can definitely catch us on there. And I would hope our fans would check us out there. There's going to be all kinds of exclusive footage, interviews, hype videos, backstage segments. That's a big part of the CTWE experience for me.
Now, you mentioned the YouTube and all that. We talked about trading cards. Will these be put out on DVD after the show's been over for a while?
Possibly. I know under Joey's ownership, we phased out of DVDs. I mean, you know, it would have to be ruled a viable business option, but mm-hmm. I'm open to it. If the fans want DVDs, we'll give them DVDs.
All right. Now, we haven't really got into this yet. On the first show, and I'm looking at the website, it looks great. I don't see any women's matches right now. Is there a chance that we'll get one of those, or will that be later on in the other shows that you have?
There are no women's matches specifically booked on September 19th. We do have Helen Vale will be in the corner of Brandon Webb when he takes on Sean Burke, which should be a terrific match. However, I can promise you that there will be at least one women's match in our November show, possibly more. So, CTWE is planning on. I mean, there's no question. Anyone who's a fan knows that the popularity of women's wrestling is growing, especially in the indies right now. So, you know, we intend to, you know, give the fans what they want. We've been getting a lot more inquiries about women's wrestling, so we're going to give you women's wrestling.
All right. So just so we can recap once again, September 19th, if you are in the New England area, I don't care if you're in the Midwest, the Southeast, the Pacific Northwest, come on out to Stratford, Connecticut. You mentioned that the tickets are on sale now, but they are and will be going fast. We mentioned Rhino is going to be there, Johnny Gargano, JT Dunn, I can't stress enough, we will be in the house, another wrestling podcast. I'm pretty sure that this may be only our second show, but our first with the Phoenix that is CTWE. So if there's anybody that has any questions or anything like that, what's the best way for them to get in contact with you guys?
They can either message us on the Facebook page or they can email me personally. I depending on the nature of the inquiry, I may or may not respond to every single email I get, but you can email me at nickdeangelocpwe@gmail.com. I at least read everything. Whether or not I respond depends on, you know, what it is you're asking me. Yeah, you can reach me at my email there, or you can message the page, and we will certainly, you know, we read everything we get. So if you have a question that you need answered, we'd be happy to answer any questions you have about tickets or the venue. The venue's in a hell of a location. It's right off I-95, and it's like less than half a mile from the Metro North train station. So there's a million ways to get there. It's a real prime venue. I don't know if you've ever been to a show there. There have been a few shows there in the past, but we're very excited about the Baldwin Center.
Well, that's my next question for you guys. Obviously, that you have been looking and scoping out different arenas. Is CTWE, is it safe to say, obviously they're going to be in Connecticut, but are you looking outside of Connecticut to do any shows right now, or just mainly staying in Connecticut?
As of right now, we're just focusing on our return to Connecticut and just, showing our fans, our core fan base here in Connecticut, that we are back. I would suggest that, once this return proves successful and, people are aware that CTWE is back and back to stay, I would love to venture out into other states as well. Without disrespecting some of our neighbors and friends.
All right. Well, we want to thank you so much for coming on today and, you know, talking to us about the return of CTWE. We're looking forward to having you back on the show anytime that you guys want. We're also looking forward to the show. And if you're listening to this right now, CTWE, September 19th, and obviously, we've got some more shows coming up in November and in the future. So, thank you so much, Mr. Nick DeAngelo. And
oh, hell yeah, John. Thanks for having me. I had a great time. I love you guys.
Awesome. Thank you so much, and we will be talking soon for sure.
Great, man. Take it easy.
All right, Jonathan, guys and girls, everybody listening right now, if you just heard that interview and you want to hear more interviews, you can listen to them on anotherwrestlingpodcast.com, but also head on over to youtube.com/anotherwrestlingpod to where you can find all of our interviews, also YouTube exclusives and some indie spotlights, stuff that we don't even do on this show. So guys, we have a whole other world over there on YouTube, so please head on over there, subscribe to us so you don't miss out. Jonathan, we're talking about the evolution of finishing moves. Well, what's next on the agenda?
Well, I wonder if it's not a big deal because at the word kayfabe, or, you know, the actual show part of show business, it's been dead for a while. So I don't know if that means that it's okay that these finishers are being used by everybody and anybody at any moment. I recently saw a video where the Young Bucks brought a young kid into the ring during a match. It was his father and this kid, and I heard it was for a birthday or whatever, but the Young Bucks beat the crap out of this kid's father right in front of him. The kid gets a little bit of revenge. He punches the Young Bucks a little bit, and then they super kick him, and the kid, you know, lays down, and that's it. Now, does that sort of thing bother you whenever they do stuff like that, or do you think it's all part of the show?
I think it adds to the show. I think it's, you know, we get it. I know some people probably don't get it. I don't know. It doesn't bother me. I think it's fun. I think it's entertainment. It's obviously, you know, they're not killing anybody or something like that. But, you know, I think it's fun. it's all part of the show. You know what I mean? I don't know. I enjoy it. I don't think there's anything they've done to where I'm like, oh, I can't believe this. Why would they do this? You know, it's everybody's getting too PC out there, and you know, everything. You know, the year of 2015 has been the year of everybody getting pissed off at something. And come on, relax, take a step back, enjoy it, enjoy the show. You bought the tickets. It's a show because you got tickets in your hand. So I don't know. Just sit back, and enjoy it. I guess people just get offended or bothered by the littlest things these days. I don't know.
Well, and my question is too, though, is do you think that these wrestlers, do you think that they really see this as a problem, or do you think that they're just, you know, you kind of mentioned it, they're out having fun and all that stuff, but do you think that they think back to the time whenever, you know, Hulk Hogan, I've mentioned it a bunch this show, but these guys are using these moves and now they're just being tossed around. Do you think the wrestlers are actually thinking about this, or they're just in the moment and they're like, you know what, I'm gonna throw out a super kick and then I'm gonna, you know, pin him or whatever? Like, do you think it's well thought out, or it's just kind of those in the moment type situation?
Well, like I said briefly before, and you know, this is a good question to ask you know, next time we talk to the Bucks, but I think it's almost as like, you know, I'm paying homage to maybe HBK. Maybe HBK was one of their idols, to where they do a super kick and they're not necessarily doing it to, you know, say that it's not as effective or whatnot. You know what I mean? It's almost like if I became a wrestler, you know, I would mix something with Bret Hart and, you know, Cactus Jack. So, you know, I'd pick my favorite wrestlers and maybe steal a piece from everybody. And maybe that piece that they took was a super kick. I know, granted, it was a finishing move, but maybe they look at it as something else and they just wanted to add it to their thing. So part of me thinks that it's paying homage, and another part of me thinks it's, you know, like I said, as soon as they retire, it's open season, and whoever does it the best or the most gets to call it their own in a way, you know what I mean? So, you know, for the Bucks, if you look at them, they have shirts with super kicks, it's a super kick party, you know, and all this, to where they've pretty much taken that and owned it, and now it's pretty much just, you know, when you mention super kicks now, the Young Bucks are one of those guys that you look at, you know, you think about, I think. And, you know, I don't know. It's one of those things. It's a toss-up. But I'm going to have to go with my gut and say it's part of it's paying homage to you know, the greats.
Well, you know, for people that are listening right now, this is probably a hotly contested topic. We could go on and on, debate this all day long. We want to hear from you. You know, we've talked to you about our YouTube page. We've talked to you about our Twitter account. We're all over social media, but you can definitely talk to us and join in on the conversation. Facebook.com/AnotherWrestlingPodcast. But Steve, we mentioned it earlier in the show. We got somebody who knows a thing or two about finishing maneuvers right now, and it is none other than the man beast, Rhino. All right, we have another amazing show today. Our guest right now is one of the most feared competitors in the squared circle. He has wrestled all over the world and has most recently spent time in NXT. He is part man, part beast. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rhino.
Well, thank you for that introduction, and very feared in the ring.
That's right. How you doing these days?
Good, good. Just, you know, staying busy. Very blessed. You know, working hard, traveling a lot, you know, so,
sure.
You know, life is good, but life is always good.
All right, well, on September 19th, you will be appearing for CTWE for their event entitled The Force Awakens. As we mentioned, you were, you know, your mainstay in NXT and could wrestle anywhere in the world that you want to, so what is it about CTWE that made you want to appear for their show?
Oh, the fans are great. The shows are great. And the competition is not only fierce, but it's, you know, it's top notch. You know, so I look forward to going back there and mixing it up with some of their talent. So definitely excited for the 19th.
All right. Now, at that specific show, you'll be taking on another former WWE talent, Antonio the Promise Thomas. Have you ever faced him before?
No, never. But I'll do my homework, and just like, you know, football teams, and they'll watch film, and they'll study their opponent, and that's what you have to do in the wrestling world too. You have to study your opponent, see what they do, see how to counter some of their moves and stuff like that. So it'll definitely be great, and it'll definitely be a lot of fun, you know.
All right, now, do you have a gore with his name on it?
Do I have a gore with his name on it? I have two.
All right.
I might get a little crazy at him with three. I know he's talented, so I may need two. I'm coming with two gores with his name on it.
All right. With CTWE making its return to the world of independent wrestling, is it safe to say maybe Rhino will become a regular in CTWE pretty soon?
For sure. It all depends on my schedule and as far as their schedule too. And hopefully, whenever it does match up, you'll definitely, look forward to seeing me at the shows.
All right. Now, speaking of the gore, there are several people who have used the gore or the spear throughout their career. With that being said, who do you think has the second best use of the move? Obviously, you being the first.
Charlotte?
Awesome.
Yeah. I see the way she spears or gores people, and it's like, I would not want to be on the receiving end of that. But if I was, I'd kick out. So, but she's tough, man. She might kick out of the gore if I hit her with it.
All right.
But if she's slaps me in the figure four, I mean, you know, luckily my legs are pretty big, so I could probably withstand the figure four for about 30 to 40 seconds. Then I'd have to tap. So if I don't counter before 40 seconds, you know, I'm done.
All right. The WWE Universe was rocked the night after SummerSlam when fellow ECW alumni, the Dudley Boys, made their highly anticipated return to Raw. What are your thoughts when you heard that they returned?
Well, they're talented. Probably one of the greatest tag teams ever to grace the ring. So it just makes sense. You know, and I think, some of us are very blessed because we're kind of ageless in a way. That makes any sense. I think Bubba and Devon, they're tough SOBs. So, it seems like they haven't aged, and especially their in-ring performance, it's just like, it's still top notch. So, I think the fans are very excited about it. A lot of the wrestlers, cause we're still fans, I think a lot of the wrestlers are excited about it. And it gives the tag team a great opportunity to work with veterans, in front of, the live events, in front of the TV audience, and in front of the pay-per-view audience, too. So it's a no-brainer,
Sure. And, with their return, do you think that's what's been lacking lately too? A lot of veterans in the locker room, because I mean, they really haven't had a surprise return to the main roster like that in quite a while. Especially on Raw at least.
Well, it's a surprise. Well, it's a return of veterans to the locker room on a full-time schedule. Because that's very important. Because not only is it important to learn from the veterans in the ring, not only by watching them and not only by working with them in the ring, but by seeing how they act and conduct themselves outside of the ring. Because a lot of veterans, let's face it, it's just human life. You learn from your mistakes. Mm. Some people don't, but most of us do. And then the best thing to do is if you see a person that has made a mistake that has learned from it, you can maybe prevent yourself from making a mistake, So I think that's the importance, of having a veteran on a full-time schedule, you know, because you see how they travel, you see what they do and what they don't do, and you realize why they do certain things and don't do other things, you know. So probably because they did some things and they ended up being mistakes, and they've corrected themselves, and you know. So I think that's the importance, you know, and therefore you as a veteran become a leader, you know.
Now, obviously, you've seen that the Dudleys.
Does that make any sense?
That absolutely does. The Dudleys have been thrust into the tag team scene against the New Day. And in my eyes, it only seems fair that the Dudleys are allowed a third member to keep it on the up and up. Any chance we'll get to see Rhino and the Dudleys take on the New Day?
Oh, geez, I don't know. we've mixed it up. We've been on the same side, and we've looked at each other across the ring, you know. So Dudley boys are tough, and you never know. Right now I enjoy what I do. I love what I do. I'm able to pass it on to the younger generation, whether it's in an independent locker room or an independent promotions locker room, or if it's in the NXT locker room, you know. So I think it's one of those things where, you know, you get to pass that on, and you know, and I enjoy doing that, and I enjoy going out there and, you know, and performing, you know, and doing my best, and you know, so
and
ripping a few people in half with a gore. The fans love to see that.
Oh, absolutely. Now, other than September the 19th for CTWE, what's next for Rhino? What else do you have coming up that we can talk about?
A bunch of things. You know, I'm definitely excited about, you know, the NXT product, being part of that. I'm definitely excited about Aziz Oven Scotland for ICW. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just what a promotion, what a crowd. You know, it's fun to be part of that too. I don't go overseas much, but when I do, I really enjoy myself. So it's one of those things, and you know, be able to talk to the fans. You know, when you're, I enjoy talking with the fans. I enjoy, you know, seeing their input, and I enjoy watching when they're talking about wrestling, to see the passion that they have for it. You know, and that's why I love doing what I do, because I have a passion for it, and see the passion that they have for watching it. Being part of it, as far as going to a live event or an independent show, it definitely reinforces, you know, my passion and the reason why I do it.
Sure. And Ryan, one last thing too is, you know, you were part of the pro wrestling phenomenon in ECW. Do you see any comparisons between NXT and ECW as how the fans are taking it?
It's something different, you know. I mean, both are different in their own ways. Mm-hmm. But in a way, NXT is, you know, it's a lot of guys that maybe are starting out. You know, in ECW, we have a lot of guys that were just starting out. NXT, you have a lot of guys that have been rejected in one way, shape, or form. You know, and then they found a home there. You know, so I always say the most dangerous person, you know, is a person that has nothing else to lose. You mm-hmm. know, sometimes, you know, guys will go up to the main roster and it won't work out, and then they'll come back down, and that's a bit of a rejection, you know?
Yeah.
And you don't know. I mean, maybe it just wasn't its time. Like in WWE 1998, I went to a camp and I didn't get hired. Mm-hmm. You know, I was rejected, but I knew I had something to offer. I had to, you know, continued my learning process, and I still, to this day, I continue to learn. But, you know, and I found a home in ECW, which gave me a lot of, I learned a lot there, and I gained a lot of notoriety through ECW. So, but it helped, you know, continue my career and move it up, you know. So, yeah, I was very blessed to have that part of my life, and I think a lot of fans are blessed to have had that part of their lives, and with the network, you know, new fans can go and be part of that. So,
well, we are so happy we got to speak with you today. We can't wait to see you again on September 19th for CTWE, The Force Awakens. You will be taking on Antonio the Promise Thomas. It's a great show. Tickets are available right now. There's other great talent there. JT Dunn, Johnny Gargano. The list goes on and on. So we can't wait.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a great show, and I will rip my opponent in half with a gore.
Well, for anybody...
I'm not gonna yell gore, gore, gore.
We'll
keep it civil.
For any fans that are listening to you today, what's the best way for them to keep up with you on social media?
Usually Facebook. I really don't post a lot, but it's DNA. There's a space and then RHINO.
Okay.
So I haven't changed the name, so and I don't know how to. A lot of my buddies and a lot of fans are going, shouldn't it be NXT Rhino? And I haven't looked into how to change the name. So, but anyways, and then I don't want Facebook to go, this isn't a real name, and just boot me off altogether. So I've had a couple people say, oh, I got booted off because they said it wasn't a real name. It was a name like, Tyson Dukes, you know?
Yep.
So. I think he got booted off because of that they said it wasn't his real name, which it isn't, but like D-U-X sounds more of a name than TNA or Rhino. But anyways, yeah, so if they want to, or Rhino, R-H-Y-N-O 313, that's on Twitter.
Okay.
It's a good place to follow me because a lot of WWE stuff I'll retweet and it keeps you posted on the NXT and, you know, and some of the matches and stuff. So it's definitely a good source for fans to get a hold of me or follow me.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Like I said, we can't wait. September 19th. Hopefully not the last appearance for Rhino and CTWE. So everybody come out. Great seats are still available. And he's not going to chant gore, gore, gore. He said it. So.
Well, not here.
Okay. All right.
But at the show.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks again to Rhino for joining us. Wow. Great guy. Great interview. But Jonathan, right now, I think right now is the time to give away some front row seats, huh?
Absolutely. It is contest time here at Another Wrestling Podcast. This is why you should never miss a show, because we're going to be doing this a lot coming up. So... this is to give away two front row tickets to CTWE. The only way you can be closer to the matches is if you are actually participating in the matches. So here's what you have to do. You have to follow us at A Wrestling Pod and CTWE at CTWE Live on Twitter. So you have to follow both of us on Twitter and then use the hashtag AWPCTWE. Again, that is AWPCTWE. And just give us a brief reason why you should win.
That's right. And one fan will be selected at random and will receive two tickets to the September 19th show. Winner will receive the tickets day of the event. So guys, girls, anybody listening, now is your chance to win a pair of tickets to a show. Jonathan, I mean, we talked about finishing moves. We wanted to reach out to everybody out there. So, guys, also, you know, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/anotherwrestlingpodcast. Comment on the show itself. Let us know what you thought about some finishing moves. Give us your thoughts about, you know, are the finishing moves just being overused in today's generation? Or are they paying homage, maybe, in a certain aspect to one of their favorites growing up? Who knows? We'll have to ask them for ourselves. But, Jonathan... we'll have to dive into this again another day.
That's the show for today. We want to thank you all for listening.
Each and every week, we do the show free of charge for you, the fans.
Now, if you're wondering how to repay us for all this amazing content, we have just the thing.
Subscribe to us on iTunes, and while you're there, be sure to rate us and give us a good review.
And if you're looking for more information about AWP, then head on over to anotherwrestlingpodcast.com.
We're all over social media, Jonathan. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and more. Just Google it.
And if you're an AWP super fan, you can also show your support by going over to ProWrestlingTees.com and buying one of our official AWP shirts. Also, you can find out how to sponsor us if you feel so inclined. You can find out all that information on our website as well.
That's right. We couldn't do the show without any of you. So tune in next week for...
another wrestling podcast.